I wanted to ask you, that was one of the other papers I was curious what your thoughts were, and maybe you can talk a little bit about what was seen there as well as the CAVO presentation.
Let me first do the IFM one, which is the Harrisop presentation. And that, I think, looked at bortezomib dex versus VAD as induction therapy. And as we've seen with thalidomide, as we've seen with lenalidomide, and now we're seeing with bortezomib dex, it clearly is superior to VAD in terms of upfront responses. What was unique about this was obviously the CR, near CR rate was about 17 to 18%, somewhere in that ballpark there. But that the upfront response translated to a better post-transplant response. And this was the first trial. The French, again, were the first to show that what you gave upfront did make a difference in terms of long-term outcomes. So I think that that's a very important trial because historically it hasn't mattered what you give people. And to me, the difference between the French trial and all the preceding trials that didn't show a difference was the fact that the French trial with bortezomib dex had a higher CR, near CR rate than all of those other old trials. So I think it's that CR, near CR, VGPR, however you want to put it together, that if you get a good number of those up front, those can translate to a better post-transplant outcome. I think the other thing we learned from the French trial is that at least responses seem to be independent of poor risk features like beta-2 microglobulin and deletion 13. But durability of those responses, again, is really the big question right now.